Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Bedil. Maseches Krisis is dedicated by the Donors Fund. Le'ilu Nishmas Shena Esther Bas Rabbi Shaya.
Krisis Tav Tez Zayin. We'll start the shiur with the Mishnah on Tetzvav Amid Beis, the last shaila which Rabbi Akiva asked from Gamliel and Bishua. Says the Mishnah that according to Tanakama, the shaila was Hashoichet Heizvochim Bachutz Behelom Achas Chayiv Al Kol Achas Ve'achas Oichayiv Achas Al Kulon. If someone shechts five korbonos bachutz, he's chayiv five chatois, or do we say he's only chayiv one chatos? And the Gemara says that Yeshua says shomaiti ba'uichol mizavach echod in heitamchuyim behelom achas shu chayiv al kol achas ve'achas mishum eila. Yeshua says that we can learn this halacha from the din of tamchuyim mechalkin, which we find by meila, and this din we can apply also to the din that five korbonos are also enough to be mechalek, and therefore you're going to be chayv on shechitas chutz. And the discussion in the Mishnah is if we can learn the din of chatos from the halachos of meila, because meila has a dinim which are more chomor by meila more than a normal chatos. And this is the shakel v'tayin in the Mishnah calling Tanakama. And the Pshimin says the shayla of Ibakiva was about achilas noisa. So it comes out from the sugyas haGemara, and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis over here points this out, that the shayla of the Gemara, according to the Maskona, according to Shimon by Achilas Noisar, and according to the Tanakama, when we're discussing the din of Shechitas Chutz, the main shaila over here of Reb Akiva and the discussion on the Shak Levitario, which has with Reb Yeshua, is on one point, because Reb Yeshua said that Shomaiti, he was Mekabala Halocha, that is Halocha by Me'ila of Tamchuyin Mechalkin. And the Gemara seems to hold Misvore that if we find this idea that different Tamchuy, a different cooking, which the Gemara explains just before the Mishnah on Tezayin Amid Aleph, the different mandomim, what is kiver, what establishes, what can we define as a different tamchui? But says the Gemara that if we have a different tamchui, which is this halacha is that tamchuin mechalkin, then automatically we can apply this halacha to two korbonos also, and we can say that if there's two kinds of korbonos, the two different behemoths, two different korbonos, is also a svara to be mechalik. Just like we have the halacha of Tamchuyim Mechalkin, and we don't find anywhere in the sugya a place where we can say that maybe we shouldn't compare the din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin to the din of Korbonos, that they should be Mechalik. There's no discussion about this point. It seems agreed upon that the halacha is if we find the din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin, then we can say that so too, two different Korbonos also is enough to be Mechayev, five Chatois Bachutz, if he shechted them Bachutz, or five Korbonos of Chatos, if he ate Achilas Noisor, because of the din of Tamchuy Mechalkin. The whole Shaila and the discussion of here in the Gemara is only if we can compare the din which we find by Me'ila, which Yeshua is quoting the din which he was Mekabel by the Aloch of Me'ila, if someone ate from the Korban, if Nizikas Adam, or by Korban Oilo, where there's a din of Me'ila always, if this Halocha is going to apply also to Achatos, or do we say that Me'ila is more Chomo, like the Mishnah says, the various Chumris, which we find in the parasha of Me'ila. Mamela says the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis that when the Gemara says that the Shaila of Rabbi Akiva was a case of Achilas Noisar, says the Rambam, this doesn't have to mean a case of Noisar, so too it can be any other Achila which is enough to be Mechayev Himachatos, Chilev and Dam. Also, maybe if it's coming from a different Korban, it should also have the same Aloche of Tamchuyin Mechalkin, and do we compare Chatos to Me'ila? Or do we say that Me'ila is more Chomul? So this is the Shaila over here in the Sugya. And Lemaisa, the Gemara has a whole discussion if Yeshua was Chayzer or Yeshua wasn't Chayzer, but says Rambam that this whole Shaila is only on this discussion which is in the Sugya by the Korban Chatos, if a Chiyuv Chatos is enough, if we have Tamchuyin Mechalkin by Chatos, or we have the din of different Korbonos, is that alone enough to be Mechalek for the Chiyuv Chatos? But my Me'ila, we find clearly that Yeshua quoted this halacha, Shomaiti Ba'uichu Mizavach Echod with Hei Tamchuyin, that he's going to be Chayev al Kol Achas Ve'achas. There's a halacha of Tamchuyin Mechalkin by Me'ila, and we don't find anyone argues on the din by Me'ila. The whole discussion is only if we should learn this din to a Korban Chatos. Memela says Rambam la halacha, and he paskins this in Yad HaChazaka, in Shgoga is Perik Tes halacha Tes, that in the din of Me'ila, if someone will eat from even from one korban with five different tamchuyin, The Rambam says he's going to be chayiv five separate korbanos of Me'ilah, of Osha Me'ilah. He's going to be chayiv five of Me'ilahs, because this is the din of Ebishua that Tamchuyim Mechalkin Benegea Me'ilah. The Tesis Yom Tov actually asks over here on the Mishnah that I didn't find this halacha in the Rambam, but the Birkas HaSevach already points this out, that we find this Mefurish in the Rambam in Yad HaChazokah, in Shkoges, in Perik Tes, Halacha Tes. The Lech Mishnah does ask that why does the Rambam not tell us also that if he ate from five different korbanos lifnei zrika, they should be chayev five me'ilos. Just like we said, the Gemara seems to apply the halacha of Tamchuyim Mechalkin. The Gemara holds that this applies also to five different korbanos. It also has a svara of Tamchuyim to go and be mechalik, to go and make him another chiyuv chatos, and so to another chiyuv me'ilah over here. Says the Lech Mishnah, this thing we don't find in the Rambam, only the halacha of Tamchuyim Mechalkin. But Al-Koponim, that's what he said, La'alocha Le'maisa, the Rambam Paskins, the din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin, even according to us, we have this halacha by Me'ila, that if someone eats in five different Tamchuyim, he's going to be chayiv. Says him in Chaschinuch, a very interesting point, in Mitzvah Kuv Chav Zayin, in Ois Chav Dalet, that earlier on in the period we found it, Afyud Beis Hamid Beis, over there the Gemara was discussing the Shita of Ebishua, that he holds that Tamchuyim or Mechalik. The Gemara over there discusses if he holds this halacha also lukula in a case where someone ate only a chatzi shir with one tamchui and another chatzi shir with a different tamchui. Do we say that since Bishua was tamchui mechalkin, maybe this is enough to be makel and to go and say that there's no tziruf, we could not go and put the two chatzoim together and there's no chiyuv chatos because tamchui mechalkin? Or do we say the din of Ebishua is only lechumra in the case we ate two separate kazeitim is enough to be mechayivim two chatois if it's two tamchuyim? Says the Milchas Chinuch, it's mitztabe to say that this whole discussion in the Gemara earlier is only when we're discussing the din of a chatos, where the din of a chatos, the halacha, the Gemara understands over here according to one tzad that we can learn this out from Me'ila, and on that the Gemara wants to hold, do we say that this halacha of tamchuyim mechalkin should be also lekula? But when we're coming to discuss this halacha by Me'ila, which Abishua quoted, that the maskona, and we're going to pass in halacha, that even though by chatois it could be there's no halacha of tamchui mechalkin, but by Me'ila there is such a halacha, then it could be that this halacha, says the Michas Chinuch, is only lechumre, and we will not apply this klal of tamchui mechalkin by Me'ila lekula, and therefore if someone is going to be eating a tamchui, a chatzi shir, chatzi kazayis, of one korban with a tamchui echod, and another chatzi zayis with a different kind of tamchui, then even though we have a loch of tamchui mechalkin, says Michas Chinuch, he's still going to be chayev one korban and one osha me'ilois, because we're only going to use the klal of tamchui mechalkin only lechumra and not lekula. The Sfasemet says the same halacha, and he says it's mistabel like this because the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah says, that Me'ila is more homo, and therefore maybe this is why we have the din of Tamchuyim Mechalkin. Me'ila is definitely mistabe to say that this svara should be used only lechumra because of these chumras which we find by Me'ila, and not to use the svara lekula. But says the Sfasemet, an interesting shaila, what would be in a case where the person actually ate four chatzoi zeisim, and he ate them all with all different tamchuyin? The Gemara said later on, different cases, even five different tamchuyin, kedeira, tzli, tzlikado, like the Gemara discussed later on with Rashi and Tosfos, a different tamchuyin. Says the Sfasemes, what would be in a case where the person ate four chatzoim, four half a shir, in different tamchuyin? So l'chayra, over here in this case, we have to understand what will happen. Because if we use the klal of tamchuyin mechalkin, then will not be chayev any korban at all, because each chatzi zayis is going to stand on its own, and there's no tziruf to be mechayev in the korban. But if we're going to say that we don't use the klal of tamchuyim mechalkin, like we said, we don't use it lekula, then it comes out that he should only be chayev one korban, because even though he ate actually two kazesim, and normally we say that if we have two kazesim, then he should be chayev two korbanos because tamchuyim mechalkin. But over here we cannot apply the klal of tamchuyim mechalkin, because then it will come out that we have four different chatzoim, four half kezesim, and won't be enough to be mechayiv in a korban. So Sasana says we have to know over here how we're going to judge and how we're going to paskin in order to go and be mechayiv in a korban me'ila. Are we going to say that there's aloha of tamchuyim mechalkin or not? This is the suffix Sasana says in our Gemara by me'ila. The Avnei Nezer in Chesha Mishpat, in Semekuf Tzadik, and Oiz Dalet also clears this shaila, and he says it's partial by him that since we're not going to use the klal of tamchuin lekula, therefore we're not going to use it at all, and therefore he's only going to be chayv over here one korban, and it's because we cannot apply at all the klal of tamchuin mechalkin, and over here it's going to be ein chayv ela achas. Another shaila, interesting question, says Afrika Yam in chilek beisim evolve. He says, what would be the halacha that we paskin, as we said, la halacha, that this din of tamchuyim mechalkin is only by me'ila, because this is where Yeshua was mekabel the klal, and by me'ila, because of the chumros of me'ila, we have this din of tamchuyim mechalkin, but not benegea the issa of chatois, which is chilev, dam, and noisor, then there's no halacha of tamchuyim mechalkin. We'll see soon that this is how we paskin la halacha. Says Afikayam, what will be in a case where this person actually is being over the isurim of me'ila, because he's eating before zrikas adam, but it actually happens that this person is eating a chilek of the korban, which is a issa koris, and he's going to be chayv chatos if he does it b'shoigig, like a chilev of the korban, the dam of the korban. Says the Afikayam, what will be the aloch in the case of chilev where there's a chiv me'ila? What will be in the case where he eats two tamchuyin, and the din is that tamchuyin or mechalek by me'ila to be mechayv in two korbanos? Do we say that since he's actually eating two chalovim, and therefore we have the din of tamchuyim mechalkim by me'ila, we should be able to say that he should be now chayiv also two chatois? Because even though we don't use this klal for chayiv as chatos, but here we're using it for the chayiv as me'ila anyway, and since actually the achila we're saying is a separate achila, so too he should be chayiv two chatois, because it's a two separate chalovim, and he should be chayiv two chatois. So do we say that we only use it for the me'ila, but for the chatois, we still look at it like one big achila, one big haloma, and you're only going to be chayev one chatos? This is the sofik of the Afikayam over there in Chilek Bey Simen Vov. Now, as we pointed out, the Rambam paskins is halocha only the din of tamchuyim mechalkin by me'ila. The din of tamchuyim mechalkin by chatos, the Gemara has a big shaila over here, if Rebbe Shua was actually choizer, and does his kibla Rebbe Shua for the tshuva of Rebbe Akiva or not? And the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis that there's no pshitus. We're not sure in the Gemara, in the Maskona, if the Tanakama of the Breisa is actually a Bakiva, or is it someone who was, even a Bishua wasn't Choyza. Mamela says the Rambam, we don't have a clear cut tshuva, was a Bakiva, was a Bishua Choyza or not. And therefore, the Maskona, says the Rambam, we have the Alocha that Tamchuyin are going to be Mechalik only by Me'ila, but they're not Mechalik by Chatois. This is how the Rambam paskins in Shkogis Pegvov Aloch Aleph, the Kesef Mishnah takes on that the Rambam paskins like Rebbe Akiva, but the Lech Mishnah already explains that this is not Muchach. We can say that the Rambam actually paskins like Rebbe Shua, but we don't have a clear, like the Rambam says in Pesha Mishnayis, we're not sure if Rebbe Shua, it could be he was Chayza like Rebbe Akiva, and therefore we paskin like this Shitta that there's no Tamchuyim Mechalkin only by Me'ila, but not by Kol Mechatos. The Sfasana says a Chidush. He says that maybe the Rambam is only paskining in this way, but he has chumre, because it's going to come out that you're only going to bring one chatos, and he won't be bringing two chatois, which will be a shail of chulin la'azor. Therefore, the Rambam paskins l'chumre, that he should only bring one chatos. This is the shitta, like the Sfasemis explains, the shitta of the Rambam. Rebbe Kivegel over here in the Mishnais, he just points out that even though the Rambam says that there's no clear maskona if Rebbe Shua was actually chuzer from his shitta of tamchuyim mechalkin by chatos, it says Rebbe Kivegel that if we look earlier in the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara explained the Mishnah of the beginning of the Perek of Amri Lo Yechal Tochelev, the Gemara over there, the end of the Mishnah, says that the Mishnah is going with the Shitta of Rebbe Shua, what's Tamchuyim Mechalkin, even though the Mishnah is discussing a din of Chatois. It seems clearly that the Gemara takes on at the beginning of the Perek that the din of Rebbe Shua applies even by Achivas Chatos. Memela, the halacha will come out that Rebbe Shua, the reason why the Rambam will paskin like the paskin the din of Tamchuyin only by Me'ila, not by Chatos, it seems to be that he's paskin like Shitta of Rebbe Akiva, because it seems in the Gemara, in the beginning of the Perek at least, that the Gemara takes on that Rebbe Shua was actually holds, kept his deer, and he was not chizer to the Shitta of Rebbe Akiva. So too, in the Gemara earlier in Daf Dalet, the Gemara explains that the Breisa, which is discussing Chayvas Chatos, the Gemara also over there says that this is the Shitta of Rebbe Shua, holds Tamchuyim Mechalkin, which would also seem that the Gemara takes on that Rebbe Shua was actually not Chayza, and the Rambam, therefore, it comes out that he's only pasking like Rebbe Akiva, like the Kesef Mishnah says. Now, just one more point. In the Loshon of the Mishnais, we mentioned that the Mishnah over here says that the reason why it could be mechalik and we can differentiate between the chatos and the meila is because we find chumras which are by meila which we do not find by the korban chatos. The Gemara says a few different chumras. She'osa bo'es ha'machil ko'ichil ve'es ha'mahane k'nene. So too is the din of tzirifes ha'me'ila lizman merubah. And all these don't apply by a noisar, which is a chivas chatos. And therefore there's a svar to say that there's no din tamchuyin mechalkin in a case where you have a korban of a chiyuv chatos. The Rambam over there, which we discussed with Shulcha Hilchos Shkogis in Perek Tes, the Rambam, when he says the din of tamchuyin by me'ila, the Rambam adds on another chumra which we find by me'ila, that the halacha is that the mishaleach is also chayiv, because we have the din of yeshliach lidvar aveir. In the case of me'ila, in the parshas me'ila, we have the din of yeshliach lidvar aveir, which is a chumra over the din of chatois. The recall course already on the Shaz, on the Rambam, says that even though it is not mentioned by us in the Mishnah, but the Rambam says this din, this is mafusha gemoy in kiddushin, in membeis omed beis, and by me'ila we have the din of yeshliach lidvar aveir. The Orchel Neh says that maybe the Rambam actually learned this in the Pshat in the Mishnah, because if you look in the Rambam, he misses out the klal of machil ko'ichil. The chumra which the Gemara in Mishnah says that there's a din by me'ila, machil ko'ichil, the Rambam misses out and says Orchel Neh, it could be that the Rambam learns the Pshat in machil ko'ichil, not like Rashi, who explains this means because there's me'ila of hitzor, because he's b'moitzi the money from the Rishus of Hekdish, because the Rambam learns this is already included in the next din of Mehane Kenene, which is also this halacha of Me'ila, of Hitzor, Mirishus Hektish, Lirishus Hedyet. Therefore, the Rambam learns that the din of Meichil Ke'ichil is actually referring to the halacha of Shlichus. If the person told him, his friend, something to eat, and eat a piece of Hektish, and Tosfos over there in Kedushin, in Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, explains that in this case also is going to be Chayev, the Meshaleach, because of the halacha of Yeshliach Ledvar Aveir, and it could be this is how the Rambam explains the case of Machil Ke'ichel, and therefore he misses out the Loshon of Machil Ke'ichel, and he changes this to tell us the halacha of Meshaleach is Chayev by Me'ila. Says Orch Lene, this could be the way the Rambam understood the Mishnah. Now, in the main sugi over here, that we're discussing different cases, how many chatois is going to be Chayev, there's a very yesidistic shayla over here in the Rishonim, and it seems to be unclear in the different days in the Rishonim that Achrenim point this out, and it's a very yesidistic shayla in the halacha of Gufim Muchlokim. Because over here we have in our Mishnah two cases of the shayla of Reb Akiva. The first shayla, the Gemara says, according to Tanakama, is in a case where he shechted five korbonos bachutz. And then we have the Sefer, which is according to Reb Shimon, the Shaila of Reb Akiva will be in a case where he ate a piece of Noisar from five different Korbonis. Now, as we explained, it seems in the Gemara the only way to be Mechayiv in five separate Chatois is only because of the Halacha of Tamchuyin Mechalkin. Since we find such an idea that we have even different Tamchuyin can be Mechalik, so says the Gemara that maybe different Korbonis are also enough to be Mechayiv in a separate Chatos for each Avera he has done. The Tosfos Rishonim asks a very fundamental shaila that we have to understand over here. What happened to the main halacha which we've been discussing a few times already in the Perek, earlier in Daf Tesvov Barichas? There's a halacha of Gufim Muchlokin. The Mishnah says Mefurish earlier in Tesvov Amid Aleph that if someone is Bar Al Hein Noshim Nidois, he's going to be Chayiv on every single one because each one is a different Guf. Says the Gemara Yisoid that the halacha is that gufin or mechalek, if you have a different guf, this is alone enough to go and be mechalek and to go and say that he's chayiv now a separate kol mechatos. Memeil asks the Tosfos Rishonim in the Seif of the Mishnah, that's where the Tosfos Rishonim is going on, and he says that why does the Bekiva have a shaila in a case where the person ate pieces of noisar, kazesim of noisar from five different behemoths? L'chayra, he should be chayev five korbonos chatos because the gufim muchlokin, we have five different behemoths, just like we find by five noshim nidois, he's chayev five chatois. What is the difference? Why over here is he only going to be chayev one korban, and only because new svaros of tamchuyim mechalkin or korbonos amechalik, but if not for that, we do not apply the klal of gufim muchlokin. Says it is Yishonim Yisoid, that if we look in the Mishnah later on in Daf Tezayin Omed Aleph, the Gemara over there has a machlokes, we'll discuss soon, the shailet which Reb Akiva asked from Reb Elezer, Baal Shabbos, And the Gemara over there says a svara that in order to use the klal of gufim uchlokim, we have to have that there's a double lav. There's a lav on him and there's also a lav on her, which is by nidor, because he muzheres olov. She also has an avira to go and do this maisa bia. And therefore the Gemara says this is alone enough of a svara to use the din of gufim uchlokim. Says the Tosis Yishonim, if so, by behemois, which it doesn't apply this klal of he muzheres olov, we do not have two averis, we only have a issa, the person over here who's eating the piece of noisar. Therefore, there's not enough to use the klal of gufim muchlokim, and the Gemara has to come on to new reasons why maybe possibly it should be chay of a different chatos. Mamela comes out from the Tosfos Yishonim, or you saw it, and we discussed this earlier in Daf Dalet, that it seems from this Tosfos Yishonim that the klal of gufim muchlokim only applies by people, by bnei odom, where there's applies this klal of the Gemara later on, that there's a double lav, there's a lav on him and there's a lav on her. Mamela, in this case, we can have the din of gufim uchlokin. But in the case of behemois, where there's no din of himus heres olav, we cannot use this din of gufim uchlokin. Lemaisa, this din is not muskim, as we said, there's a machlekes yishonim about this. Because if we look in the Tosfos Yerid in Kiddushin, in Ein Zayin Amud Beis, the Tosfos Yerid tells us, he says, Nireh, and he's discussing our Mishnah, and he says it's nearer that just like we have the use the klal of gufim uchlokim by people, so too we can use this by any bal chai. Anytime we have a bal chai, we can also use this din of gufim uchlokim. Says the Tosfos Yerid, this is what we find in the end of the Mishnah by Noisar, that he's not going to be chai of a different chatos only because of new svaras of tamchuy mechalkin or korbonos mechalkin. Says the Tosfos Yerid, this is because the behemah has already died. We're talking about the piece of meat. He's eating a piece of noisar, which is after the chiyus of the behemah that he left. There's no balchai anymore, and therefore there's no din of gufim uchlokim. But says the Tosfos Yerid, if the behemah will still be alive, and we want to know, let's say, the din of revia, if he's going to be bo'al ha-behemah, which the Gemara discusses later on in Daf Tezayin, then says the Tosfos Yerid, even on one, if it's five behemahs, he's going to be chayev five chatois. Because even by behemah, we can also use this din of gufim uchlokim, and not just by bnei odom, like the Tosfos Yishonim says. And he explains the Tosfos Yerid that in the sefer by noisar, the behemah is not alive anymore, and therefore there's no din of gufim uchlokim. Tosfos early on also in Testament base, when he discusses the klal and the makur for the din of gufim uchlokim, Tosfos brings down the din of behemahs in middle of the klal of gufim uchlokim, which would seem that even by behemahs also we can use this klal of gufim uchlokim and not like the Tosfos Yishonim. Now this shit of the Tosfos Yerid is quoted in the Mishnah Melech in Shkogos in Perek Vav Halacha Beis, and he brings this down from the Riaz. He brings this halacha, this Tosfos Yerid, over there in Kedushin Ein Zayin Amud Beis, that even by behemahs we say gufim uchlokim, and only by noisar, where the behemah is not alive anymore, then we don't use this klal because it's not choshev enough to say gufim uchlokim. And says the Mishnah Melech, this is a tema we have to understand, because the Tosfos Yerid hasn't answered the beginning of the Mishnah. As we mentioned, we have a case of the Reish of the Mishnah, where the person is shechting the korbonos bachutz, and the Gemara has a discussion of how many chatoi is he going to be chayev. And over here, we have to understand also, why do we not apply the klal of gufim uchlokim, according to the Tosfos Yerid, who uses this klal even by behemahs also, and the teretz which he answers in the sefer, that the behemah is not alive anymore. Over here, we're discussing shechting a live behemah. Why should it not be chayev five, according to Tosfos Yerid? Because it's gufim uchlokim. The Prima Godim in Psicha Akuileles, in Oyer Chaim, in Ilchus Shabbos, in Maschil Yodua, so to the Shara Melech, in Isuri Bia, in Perik Yud Zayin, Aloch Yud Aleph, at the end, they both say that maybe even by the Reish of the Mishnah, where we're discussing Shchitas Chutz, it could be that the Chiyuv Chatos he only has once he finishes his Shchita. Memela, in this case also, one can say that the behemah is already dead and doesn't have the chashivas anymore to use the din of gufim muchlokim, just like the Tosfos Yerid says in the end of the Mishnah by Achilas Noisar. But the Prima Godim says this maybe will depend on the din of yeshna l'shchita mitchilo ve'atzoif, or eino l'shchita elalui besoif, when exactly is the chalois of shchita. The Gemara discusses this in Chulin, in Chof Tesamid Beis, the machlokes over there, yeshna or eino, and therefore it could be it's not so simple to say that the chi of chutz is only at the end when the behemah is already dead. Mamela, the Prima Godim says, if we hold that yeshna l'shchita, and especially by one simon, it could be that there's already chi of chutz, So we have to know why over here in the Mishnah, in the Reisha of the Mishnah, why is there no din of Gufim Mechlokim according to the Tosfos reads. We find a new Mahalach in Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva Eiger over there on the Ginyan of the Rambam on the Mishnah and the Melech says Rebbe Akiva Eiger that Bemes, if we look in the Tosfos Rishonim, also the Tosfos Rishonim doesn't say and ask this question only in a Sefer. He doesn't ask it from the Reisha. He only discusses this point when it comes to the Sefer in the case where the person is eating Noisar. There the Tosfos Rishonim asks, why in Ochai 5? Because of Gufim Uchlokim. Says Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the reason is because the Reisha of the Mishnah, we can say that there's no din of Gufim Uchlokim because it's different than Nidah. The Makori of Gufim Uchlokim is from Nidah. And in the Nidah, there's Hanor, the Gemara says, a Svara of Shkeinene, which doesn't apply in the case of Shchitas Chutz. And this is Be'emes included in the Pshimen's Taina, that because of this, Reb Shimon says that it's not mistabe to say that Rebbe Akiva was discussing a case of Shchitas Chutz, because there will be no way to learn this halachet from Nidah, because there's a din of Nene from Me'ilah, come Me'ilah there's Hanor, and therefore you can't learn this out to a case of Shchitas Chutz. So says Rebbe Akiva Eiger that we could use the same Svara to use against the Taina of Gufim Uchlokim. We can say that normally by good there is a din of Gufim Uchlokim, even by Behemoth also, but even so, the Reisha of the Mishnah, there would be no klal of Gufim Uchlokim, because there's no Anor, and it has to be similar to Nidah, which is a Makori of Gufim Uchlokim, and therefore even the Tosfos Rishonim doesn't ask from the beginning of the Mishnah, and so too this could be an answer to the Shitta of the Tosfos Reed, because the Reisha, there's no Anor, and this will be enough to go and say there's no Gufim Uchlokim. Besides Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that the Tosfos Rishonim himself pointed out, that this is Mefurisha Mishnah later on in Daft Zayin, that in order to use Gufim Uchlokim, we have to have a double lav. There has to be a lav on him and a lav on her, which automatically rules out any klal of Gufim Uchlokim by Behemah, because the Behemah doesn't have any Isurim, doesn't have any lav. Memelo, how does the Tosfos Reed answer the Mishnah later on, which says Mefurish, that there's a din, that he, Muzheres Olav, she also has to have a lav. Now, the Maisa actually will see later on in the Mishnah, that is two ways of understanding the Shaila of Rebbe Akiva, and even though Rabbi is the one who learns the Shaila over there, the Shaila in Gufim Uchlokim, that then will come out Mefurish in the Mishnah, that this is actually a discussion between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elezer, if we can use this cloud by Behemoth also, and therefore, in the Maskona, either Rebbe Akiva was Moida to Rebbe Elezer, or if he wasn't, Al Koponim is a Mefurish in Mishnah, like Rebbe Akiva Eger points out, but if we learn the Mishnah, like the Shitta of Rebbe Chisda later on, that the Mishnah of the Shaila of Rebbe Akiva is discussing the halacha of Yomim Shebintayim, and therefore it's not negay at all to the Shaila of Gufim Uchlokim. We don't have any raya at all to use this klal in the halacha of Gufim Uchlokim, and this could be the Shitta of the Tosfos Reed. Now another Shitta, like the Tosfos Reed, we find it on the Shitta Mukubetzes in Tezayin Omed Aleph, in the Hashemotah, in Ois Yud Gimel, he also takes on, like the Tosfos Reed, that by Behemoth it's also, we can use the klal of Gufim Uchlokim. But says the Tosfos Reed, says the Shitta Mukubetzes, it's a different svara. Why this doesn't apply in a case where the person is eating noisar from five different behemoths. Says the Shitta Mukubetzes, even though we can, even by behemoths which are already dead, we can also apply the klal of Gufim Uchlokim, the separate behemoths, but this is only in a case where he's being over the Havira with the whole behemoth. Then we can say that the whole behemoth is a goof. This is the goof in a case where he's bo'ala behemoth. This is a case where he can use the din of Gufim Uchlokim. But in a case where he's only eating a kezayis, the fact that he's taking a kezayis from one behemoth and another kezayis from a different behemoth, this is not enough to go and say that we have the maila of looking at each piece of kezayis coming from a different behemoth to say that it's Gufim Uchlokim. There's only a kezayis of a behemoth, this is not enough to go and apply the klal, and therefore the end of the Mishnah, the Gemara only says you're going to be chayiv only because of tamchuyim mechalkin, or only because of different korbonis. And this is what we find also in the Maram, in Chulin Pegim Lamed Aleph, he discusses also the din of Gufim Uchlokim by eating, by Macholos Asuris of different behemoths, and he says the same svara of Shitta Mukubetzes, that in a case where he's only eating a bit of the behemoth, we cannot use the klal of Gufim Uchlokim. Now it's interesting to point out that there is an interesting Tosfos in Sanhedrin Nun Daled Amud Beis. Tosfos over there is discussing the Machlokes of Shmuel and Rebbe Akiva by Oruvea on the Zohar and the Behemah. The Gemara discussed this earlier by us in Krisus in Daf Gimel. And over there Tosfos says that why over there we do not find any mention on the klal of Gufim Uchlokim. says Tosfos that this din of Gufim Muchlokim we only find by Nidr, and so too by Shivcho Harufa only in Daftes, where we have Exeris HaKosuv by Nidr and Exeris HaKosuv by Shivcho Harufa. Says Tosfos, any other place, we're not going to automatically apply the din of Gufim Muchlokim, and therefore over there by Zocho and Behemah, there's no din of Gufim Muchlokim, and he's only going to be Chayev one Korban Chatos. Says the Yisomeach in Shkogis in Perikei Halacha Gimel that Tosfos Mavura Moedig Echidush that the din of Gufim Muchlokim cannot be used everywhere, and it is only in the case where we find the Torah actually allows this klal, and it's Gzeis HaKosuv by Nidr and Gzeis HaKosuv by Shivcho Harufo, and only in these places do we use this klal. Says the Yisomeach, it could be that even all the other Aroyos also, maybe Tosfos holds their all Hukash. There's a Hekish, all the Aroyos are Hukash Lahadodi, like the Gemara says, at the end of Kiddushin. But Tosfos holds that this is only normal Aroyos, but over of a Zocho and a Behemah, that Tosfos holds this doesn't go, it's not included automatically in the normal Aroyos, and therefore Tosfos holds that these are excluded from the Gzeis HaKosuv of the din of Gufim Muchlokim, which Shittas of Tosfos says over there, is only applies where the Torah discussed it, and maybe the Hekish, which is all Aroyos, but not everywhere else, and therefore there's no question at all by us in the Mishnah, we should use Gufim Muchlokim, says Oysameach, because Tosfos says, Oysameach Sanhedrin, this applies only in a case where the Torah explicitly told us that we can use the din of Gufim Muchlokim. Mamelo come out a very interesting case, in the Minchas Chinuch discusses this, in Mitzvah Yishches and Oysches, by the Avera of Mavi Benoyu Vitoi Lamoylech, which is one of the Chatois, and you're going to be Chayev Chatos if you did this B'Shoigig, says the Minchas Chinuch, if he's going to be Mavir, he's going to take through the Eish for the Avodah Zarah, three different children, which is Gufim Muchlokim, and if we hear they're Bnei Odom, they're also people, we don't have the Zarah of the Tosfos Yishonim by us. Says the Minchas Chinuch, everyone's going to agree over here that there's a din of Gufim Muchlokim, and he's going to be Chayev three korbonos, because there's three separate people, and over here we're going to have the klal of Gufim Muchlokim. Now this is only if we're discussing the Shaila between the Tosfos Yishonim and the Tosfos Reed, if we use this klal by behemos, and over here it's Bnei Odom, and therefore says the Minchas Chinuch, everyone agrees that there's Gufim Muchlokim. But as we said now from the Yisrameach, from Tosfos in Sanhedrin, then this klal only applies in the case where Zegzeis HaKosuv, where we find the Torah allowed us this din of Gufim Muchlokim, which is only by Nidr and Shivcho Harufo, maybe other areas also, but not any alav in the Torah, and therefore the din of Mavid, Benoyu, Vitoil, Amoylech is actually going to have the din of going to be Chayev only one Chatos, even in a case where he's Mavid, where he takes through three separate sons, he's only going to be Chayev one Chatos if he does it Behelom Achas. Mamela, to summarize what we discussed over here in the din of Gufim Muchlokim, we have a Yesodah Siga Machlikas Yishonim, if we can apply this din to behemoths also. The Shita of the Tosfos Yishonim by us is that it only applies to people where there's a chiyuv, a double lav on him and on her, but not by behemoths. The Tosfos Reed Shita is, and so too the Shita Mukubet says, that we have this din even by behemoths also, but the Tosfos Reed says that this is only when the behemoth is alive, and we discussed if this applies by Shchitas Chutz. And the Shita Mukubetze says that the din is only in a case where you're over the Avira in the whole Behemah, but not on parts of the Behemah. And then we said the Shita Mechudeshes of Tosfos and Sanhedrin, who seems to learn that the din only applies where there's a Gzeis HaKosuv, and this is only by Nidah, maybe other areas, and Shivcho Harufo, but not by any other Avira, where the Torah doesn't tell us to use the din of Gufi Muchlokim. Now moving further on into the Mishnah in Tezayin Amad Aleph, the Mishnah says, Omar Bakiva, Sha'alti es Rebbe Lezer, Ba'oise melochis harbei, b'shabosis harbei, mi'en melocha achas, behelom achas mau, chayv achas al kulon, chayv al kol achas v'achas. Now, as the Gemara explains, this loshen of the Bakiva's Shaila is very unclear, and the Gemara explains there's actually two different Shailas over here. One Shaila is, if he's chayv going to be two, if he does two toildos, if it's going to be chayev, one korban or two korbanos, and then he has the shaila, which is the main discussion in the sugya, if he's going to be chayev, if there's any chiluk, in a case where he does it on two separate shabbosos. And the Gemara says, there's a machlokes between Rabban and Chisda, as we'll discuss soon, if the shaila is talking about Shigigas Shabbos, and we want to know if you use the klal of Yomim Shabintayim Av Yediyah Lechalik, or like the other Shaila of the Gemara, if it's a Shaila of Shigegas Melochos, and we want to know if Shabbos is Kegufim Damien or not. Now there's a Shakli V'tayi over here, a discussion in the Mishnah, between Eb Akiva and Eb Lezer, And the Blazer says that we can learn this din out from a Kaluchimer, from Nida. And the Blazer says that just like by Nida you see Chayev, Akol Achas Ve'Achas, like the Gemara later on, that Yudzayin points out that either this is talking about a few Nidois, if the Mishnah is discussing different goofin, or we're talking about one Nida in a case where there's Yomim Shevin Taim, even by Nida also. And the Blazer says that we can learn this halacha, what the din is by Shabbos, we can learn this din from Hilchas Nida to apply it to Hilchas Shabbos. Asks Rebbe Akiva Eiger over here on the Mishnah that we just learned earlier in Tesvavim at Beis that Reb Shimon said that we cannot go and compare the din of Shchitas Chutz, which you learn it out from Me'ila, because by Me'ila there's Hanoah, and in a case where Shekein Ne'eneh, we cannot go and learn this out to any other place. So why do we not have this Shaila by us in the Mishnah? How can Rebbe Lezer say that we should learn the Alocha of Shabbos from Nida? By Nida there's a Ne'eneh, so we can't use the din which we find by Nida and apply it to Shabbos, where by Shabbos there's no Hanoah. Now the Eilish Shleimer points out, and he answers Rebbe Kveger's kasha, and he says it could be, even though normally there's no physical Anor, the person's only having Anor from his Toitzor, from the Maisa, from the end result of his action, which he does on Shabbos, but sometimes the person could actually have a physical Anor also, like the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us early on in Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Yud Daled Amud Aleph, that if a person swallows something, a piece which he swallowed, he ate, and he swallows it in the Rishus HaRabim, says in Gemara that this is also Chiyuv of Hoitzor, Mirshus HaRabim, Lirshus HaYochid, like Tosfos over there explains that when it enters his Boilea into his stomach, then this is automatically a Maisa Hanocha, and therefore in this case also, there's a case of a Issa of Shabbos, which has Hanor. Memela says, Oila Shlema, maybe the Mishnah can be referring to a case where there's actual Maisa Hanor, even by Shabbos also, and on this, we don't have a Bekivegis problem, that we cannot learn this out from Nida, because Nida is Shekein Nene. Now, in Eka Machlokes over here, between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar, there's a very important point to point out over here in the Sugya, that early on, we learned in Daf Tesvav, in Daf Yudalad, there's a Shitta of Rebbe Elazar's Shitta in Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, that Rebbe Elazar holds that in every Maisa beer, you're going to be Chayev, Chayev al kol beer, o beer. Over there we discussed, from the Gemara, Yivam Esla Medalad Amud Aleph, that according to Rebbe Elazar, Yivam Chayev al kol koyach v'koyach, in every single Maisa beer. And therefore, according to Rebbe Elazar, we have to understand that over here, when Rebbe Akiva is asking the Shaila for Rebbe Elazar, why is he asking him if there's a din of Gufim Uchlokin and the other Shaila of Yom Shebin Taim? According to Rebbe Elazar, of course you're going to be Chayev too. Because Rebbe Elazar holds that even on one Maisa itself, also you can go and say you're going to be Chayev too, and you're Chayev even in a case where it's one Guf, Al Kol Bia O Bia. Says Tosfos on Amud Beis, the top Tosfos in Tezayin Amud Beis, and so too the Shitta Mekubetzes over here points this out, that we have to say that Rebbe Elazar over here is only discussing the Shitta of the other Chachomim. Rebbe Elazar knows that the Chachomim argue with him earlier in Tesvav Amud Aleph, and over here Rebbe Elazar is not actually discussing his own Shitta, he's only going in the day of the other Tanoim, and on that he's answering that even according to the Shitta of the other Tanoim, over here there's a way to be Mechayivim a few Chatois, because of the svaris of the Gemara of Yomim Shebin Taim, and the Gemara svaris of Shabbosis Kegufin, which we learn this out from a Kavuchimah from Nida. Mamela asks the Rishash, and so to the Maim Kedoshim, they ask on our Rashi by us in the Sugya, that Rashi in the Mishnah, when he explains the Shitta of Rebbe Elazar, Rashi brings in over here the Shitta of Rebbe Elazar himself, earlier in Daf Tesvov, that is Chayiv al Kol Bia O Bia. Now this is very hard to understand, because the Chiritz is Muchach in the whole Sugya, that we're not actually going with the Shitta of Rebbe Elazar himself, because according to him, of course they're going to be Chayiv, even if there's no two different Gufim. And the Gemara says it clearly later on in Daf Yud Zayin, that if the Shaila of the Gemara by us is like Rabbi, that if Shabbos is Kegufin, then we're discussing a case of Nida, where there's five different Nidois, and this is the Dimyan and the Kavul Chaymer, which Rebbe Elazar told Rebbe Akiva, that you're going to be Chayev five, and not in the case where you're going to be Chayev al Kol Bia or Bia, which is Rebbe Elazar's private Shitta, which is not discussed at all in our Mishnah over here, like Tosfos is Mechiach and the Shitta Mekubetzes. Mamela, we have to understand how Rashi over here in the Mishnah brings in the Shitta of Rebbe Elazar himself, that Yechayev al Kol Bia or Bia, Lechayev doesn't apply at all by us in the discussion between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar. The Maim Kedoshim points out that it could be the reason why Rashi does so is because the end of the Mishnah brings in, besides the din of Nida, the Gemara continues on, the Mishnah says that there's a din of Behemoth, which is the din of Behema, which are Baal Behema. On that, there's a discussion between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar, and we'll see later on in Daf Yud Zayin that over there it's very hard to say that by Behema we have a case of Yomim Shebein Taim, Av Yediyah Lechalik. And the Rishonim explain that over there, we definitely have to explain that Rebbe Elazar is only answering back Rebbe Akiva with his shitta that you're going to be chayev al kol bia o bia. And therefore, says Maim Kedoshim, since the end of the Mishnah by Behema, it can only be explained with the shitta of Rebbe Elazar. Maybe this is the reason why Rashi explained right at the beginning the shitta of Rebbe Elazar, even though it's Muchach in the Gemara, that at the beginning of the Shai Shak Levitaria of their discussion by Nidus, this is not using the shitta of Rebbe Elazar himself, only by Behema. Maybe we'll have to explain this with the shitta of Rebbe Elazar himself. This is how the Maim Kedoshim over here answers the shitta of Rashi. Now, in the Mishnah itself, before we go into the main sugi of the Gemara, there's a very interesting shaila that Achrenim always have. There's a big chakira in the world in Achrenim, the Tvuas Shoyer, in the beginning of Simon Aleph in Sikof Mentes. The Mishkan is Yankiv, has a whole similar about this in Evan Ezra and Simon Mem Dalid, the Beis Alevi also in Chilek Aleph Tetzvav is Beis, Reb Shimon in Shai Yoshe, has a whole discussion in Shai Aleph and Pei Gimel. They discuss what is the halacha which we find many times in Shas, that a cotton and a ktano do not have any oinish. If they do averis, they don't have any oinshim, there's no oinish on their averis. What is the pshat? Is the pshat that they also have the azhorah? They have an avera, the parsha of the Torah, and all the lavim of the Torah apply to ketanim also, but they're not chayiv, the parsha of oynish they don't have until they become a godoy. Or do we say much more, that they actually mufka from the ikka azhorah, they don't have at all the lav, and the azhorah doesn't apply, the Torah is only talking to a godoy, I'm not talking to a cotton, and therefore someone who's under bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, not just is he nismayit, he doesn't have the oynish, but much more than that, he doesn't actually have the whole azhara, and he doesn't have a lav at all. The whole lav of the Torah is only referring to the godoil, the cotton himself. The father has a din of chinuch, or has an issa of safinon, but the issa of the Torah of the lav doesn't apply at all to the cotton. This is a shaila which the achrenim, and they bring many rayas from many different places. Does the cotton at all have a lav, but he's a ptur of his oynish, or doesn't he have a lav at all? And they use this rayas from the parasha of Safinon, and different rayas from many different places, to be mechiach, this chakira, what is the gedder of the cotton in the lav of the Torah? Says the stipler, in Yevomis, in Simon Lamed Aleph, a very interesting rayah from our Mishnah, says the stipler, that over here, in the discussion between Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar, then the Gemara says that he wants to bring a raya, habo ala ktano isu chiyach. Because a ktano, says the Mishnah, she'in bo el azhora achas, because by a ktano, there's actually only one azhora, which is on the person, on the zohar, but not on the ktano, because the ktano herself doesn't have any azhora. And the Gemara only answers back, the Mishnah says, that the reason why Rebbe Akiva said, omar tiloi, im omris biktano is, she'af al pi, she'in bo hen achshov, now they don't have any azhora, but Yeshbaim Lachazman, later on they're going to have the Azhorah, and therefore the Issa of Nida actually is such a kind of Issa where normally you're going to have two Azhorahs, even though now, at this time of the Ketano, doesn't have any Azhorah. Says the stipler that it seems from here, from the din of the Mishnah, that both Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Elazar, they both hold that the Ketano is not just Nismait, doesn't just have a miut in the parish of Oynish, that she doesn't get punished for her avera, but actually the whole azhorah doesn't apply to the ketano, and is only referring to the gedolim in the parash of the Torah, and this is the lashon of the Mishnah, that she'in bo elo azhorah achas, and therefore it's not enough, the Mishnah discusses, if this is enough for gufim uchlokim. I mean, a very interesting riyah from our Mishnah, to the ikka shayla of chakir, and it's a mechudish to getzad, that be'emes a ketano doesn't have at all the lav, doesn't apply to the Ketano because the Torah is only referring to the Gedolim. This is the stipler in Yevomis. In Simon Lamed Aleph brings this raya from our Mishnah to this Chakira of the Achrenim. Now moving further on into the Gemara, in the main Shaila of the Gemara says, one of the suggestions in the Mishnah, and this is how Rabbah actually learns, the Shaila of Rebbe Akiva is asking from Rebbe Elazar, what is the halacha if a person does the same halacha on two different Shabbosos, and he did this melocha b'shigegas melochis, even though he was zodin Shabbos, but he was shigegas melochis. Now the halacha is, if a person does the same av melocha twice, he's only going to be chayiv one, According to the Chachomim, like we explained, the Shitta of the Sugya is going like the Chachomim, not like a Blazer earlier in Daf Tesvov. He's only going to be Chayiv one Korban if he does the same Av Melocha twice. Now says the Gemara, what is the Alocha if he does this Av Melocha on two separate Shabbosos? Do we have this Klal of Shabbosos Kugufin Domi? Just like we have a Klal that if two different Gufin are going to be Chayiv two Chatois, so too maybe two Shabbosos is going to be also enough to say that he's going to be Chayiv two chatois, even though actually he's doing the same melocha twice. Now, in this idea, this new musig of the Gemara, that there's halacha of Shabbosos kegufin domi, there's b'emes a very big machlokes rishonim in understanding this klal of Shabbosos kegufin. Rashi over here, straight away in the Gemara, explains that over here, this din of Shabbosos kegufin is not like the normal klal which we have of gufin muchlokin, which we'll be mentioning earlier, in the earlier sugya in Daf Tesvov. And other way, we find the din of gufin muchlokim. Because over here explains Rashi that the gufin which we're discussing means that it's different melochis. The halacha is that if a person will actually do two different ovois melochis on Shabbos, even on one Shabbos, he's going to be chayev too. Says Rashi, if someone's going to do ktsira and he's going to do zriya and charisha, he's going to be chayev on every single av, he's going to be chayev a new chatos. Over here, we're discussing someone who did the same av twice. He did Charisha on one Shabbos, and on the next week, again, he plowed his field, the same Melocha. And the Gemara says that maybe we can look at each Shabbos like a different goof, allowing us to look at each Melocha like it is a different Melocha, says Rashi, Ki'ilu kotzar v'zora behelom achas. And just like if he'll do a Ketzira and a Zriya, he's going to be Chayev too. So too, even though over here he's actually doing the same Maisa Melocha, the same plowing of his field, but since Shabbosos kegufin means kegufe aveira, like a different guf aveira, a different melocha, this is how Rashi explains the idea of Shabbosos kegufin. But the Rishash already points out that if you look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam learns over here the Gemara kipshutoi, that the Gemara means to say that just like we have a din of gufim uchlokim, maybe the chashivas of Shabbos alone should be enough to use this klal of gufim uchlokim, that just like Yichayev on every single guf by a hey noshim nidois, so too on every single Shabbos you should be chayev a different chatos to look at each Shabbos like a different body, like a different guf, and not like Rashi who says that the word gufin over here is actually referring to gufi averis, a different kind of melocha that he's doing on Shabbos. Says Rishash that Be'emes in Tosfos earlier, also in Tosfos Tesamet Beis, when we use the klal of gufi muchlokim, Tosfos brings down our Gemara also in middle of the din of gufi muchlokim, that by Shabbos we find also the din of gufi muchlokim, which we'll see in that Tosfos earlier, is also learning like the Rambam, that this is the normal klal of gufi muchlokim, that even though there's no body over here, but maybe the chashivas of each Shabbos alone should be have the maila of gufi muchlokim, and not like Rashi. Says Rishash that the whole sugya of a year will be a riot to Rashi, because as we'll learn later on in the sugya, in Tezayin Amid Beis and Yudzayin Amid Aleph, it's Muchach, that the whole din of the Gemara's Shaila of Shabbosos Kegufin is only in a case where it was Shigigas Melochis. And in this case of Shigigas Melochis, says the Gemara, that maybe even though he knew that it was Shabbos, but he didn't know that this Aveira is, you're not allowed to plow your field on Shabbos. And therefore, says the Gemara, even though he was only one Aloma, one Shgoga, because he didn't know the Aveira of Charisha, but since he does it on two Shabbosos, maybe he should be Chayev two Chatois. But it's Mavur in all Gemara, that in a case where he knows the Aveira of the Melocha, but he's Shgoga, the reason why he did the Aveira is because he didn't know it was Shabbos, it was a Shigigas Shabbos, there, the Gemara doesn't use the Klal of Shabbosos Kegufin to be Mechayev in two Chatois. There the Gemara uses a different Shaila, which we'll discuss soon, the din of Yomim Shebein Taim, Haviyadiyah Lechalik. This should be the reason why it should be Chayev Tu Chatois, but not because of the Klal of Shabbosos Kegufin. Now, Rashi himself explains later on that the reason why we do not apply the Klal of Shabbosos Kegufin in a case where Shigegas Shabbos is because since, as Rashi explains, the din of Kegufin over here means that it's Ke'ilu, we did two different Melochis, two different Ovaris Melochis. Therefore, Memela, this only applies in the case where it was Shigegas Melochis, because the reason why he should be Chayev too is because we should look at him that he is Ke'ilu, someone who did two different Ovaris Melochis, and on Shabbos, the Aloche is that on Shigegas Melochis, if he did two different Ovaris Melochis, he's Chayev too. But in the case where it was a Shigegas Shabbos, the reason why he did the Melochis on Shabbos is because he didn't know today was Shabbos. The Halacha is that even if he does many different Averis, but the reason why he was doing the Averis is because he forgot about Shabbos. The Halacha is he's only Chayev one. Memele won't help us to use the klal of Shabbos's Kegufin to look at these Maisim, that the time when he's plowing his field, we say that this Maiser should be looked at as if he's doing a different Melocha. Because at the end of the day, he still only has a Shigegas Shabbos, and even if we've been doing two separate Melochas, he's still only going to be Chayev one Korban. Memele Rashi, according to Rashi, is very Gishmak, why the whole Sugya depends the din of Shabbos's Kegufin only in the case of Shigegas Melochis, but not in the case of Shigegas Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, and it was Mashma earlier in Tosfos, that the din of Shigegas Melochis is actually a halacha. The din of Gufin, Shabbos's Kegufin over here in the Sugya, is like the normal din Kegufin, that we have the Meila, the Chashivas of Shabbos, should say that we have a different Guf. Then why over here in our Sugya do we say that this only applies by Shigegas Melochis? L'chayah, we should be able to use this klal by Shigegas Shabbos also. At the end of the day, each Shabbos stands on its own. It's like a different goof. And why should we say that Shabbos's kegufin only applies by Shigegas Melochis and not by Shigegas Shabbos? And many Achrinim discuss this problem in the sugya. If we learn the Gemara literally, like the Rambam and Tosfos earlier, that they learn Shabbos's kegufin, so why actually do we find this din only by Shigegas Melochis and not by Shigegas Shabbos? Also, the Avnei Nezer in his Tshuva in Yerideya Tzimun Kuf Pei Tes and his Gimel and his Chof, they also ask this Shaila, that why do we not find this din only by Shigegas Shabbos, by Shigegas Melochis and not Shigegas Shabbos? Now, there is a Tosfos later on, at the end of the Ramaschal Omar of Chista on Tezayin Amid Beis and the Shittim Kubetzes over there in Ois Chavov, they over there mention a Svarer that they don't explain too much, but they say that maybe the din of Shabbos is Kegufin only as the Chashivas in a case where it was a Zodin Shabbos. In a case where it was Zodin Shabbos v'shigigas Melochis, then maybe there's a Chashivas to Shabbos to say that each Shabbos can be looked at a separate Guf, a separate entity, alone enough to be Chayev v'chatos. Masha'in Kein, whereas in a case where it was only a Shigegas Shabbos, there's not enough of a Chashivas to go and say that he should be Chayev on every single Shabbos like a different entity, and therefore the Gemara's din of Shabbos's Kegufin only applies in the case of a Shigegas Melochis and a Zodin Shabbos, but not in the case of Shigegas Shabbos, even though we have to understand what should be the Svarer to be Mechalik, and we'll discuss this later on in Daf Yud Zayin also, in Yud Zayin Omed Aleph. But as we mentioned, this problem which the Achrinim ask, what is the difference between Shigegas Shabbos and Shigegas Melochis? This is only a problem in the Shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam explains the Halacha of Shabbos's Kegufin means that the separate bodies, the separate entities, mainly we have to understand what should be the difference between Shigegas Shabbos and Shigegas Melochis. We said according to Rashi that the Halacha of Shabbos's Kegufin means different Melochis, then it's very well understood by Shigegas Shabbos, even if you do two different melochis, you're still only chayev one. Now, in the Shita of the Rambam, be'emes, if we look at the Rambam in the Shilchus Shkogis, in Perek Zayin, Aloche Zayin, and later on in Aloche Ches, the Rambam seems to have a whole different way, a yesoidistig mahalach the Rambam has, bichlal in our sugya, from the beginning to the end, in Tezayin Omed Aleph and Tezayin Omed Beis. Now, to understand the Rambam's Shita, which the Lechem Mishnah is very mairich to point this out, in the Rambam's, says the Lechem Mishnah, that the Mishnah in the beginning of Klal Godoil in Shabbos, Samech Zayin Amid Beis, which the Gemara by us in Tezayin Amid Beis, Rabbah, is the one who brings down this Mishnah to bring it right to himself. The Mishnah over there tells us, Halacha, that if someone does two Ovois Melochis in one Shabbos, the Halacha is, if it's the same Av, if it's the same melocha, then he's only chayev one, even though he does it twice. If it's two separate ovois, then halacha is, by shigigas melocha, he's chayev two. Then the end of the Mishnah tells us a new halacha. The Mishnah says, ho'oise melochis harbe, mi'en melocha achas. Einoi chayev elo achas. He's only chayev one. Now what does this mean? Someone who does melochis harbe, mi'en melocha achas. Explain the Rishonim, Rashi Bayos, Tosfos over there in Shabbos. This means, in a case where a person is doing not Ovois Melochis, but Toildois, this is what the Gemara means, Me'en Melocha Achas. It is not the Melocha itself, it is a Toildois, and if a person does a few Toildois from the same Av, the Halacha is, Einoi Chayev Elo Achas, and this is how the Gemara says by us, This is what Rabbi's Raya is, that a Mishnah cannot be going with the shit of Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Lezer holds that if someone does two toilois of one av, then the halacha is going to be chayev too. This is shit of Rebbe Lezer, who chayev al kol vlodei melochis, ki melochis. Memela, the Mishnah says, Rabbi says the Mishnah is only according to the Rabbanon. So this is how Rashi and Tosfos learn pshat in the Mishnah of me'en melocha achas. Tosfos over there actually asks, that what is the necessity to teach us such a halacha, that two toilders, we know this already earlier from the Mishnah, over there in the different cases, which the Mishnah starts off in the beginning of Klal Godoyin. But if we look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Zayin, in the Cheshabbos, the Rambam tells us, a new yisoid, that just like we know, we have ovois melochos, so too we have toilders, which are similar to the Av, says the Rambam, we have a third thing. And this idea of a melocha is called me'en melocha. It is me'en of the original melocha, of the ikke melocha of the Av. Explains the Rambam that in every Av we have minim harbi. L'moshel, in the melocha of plowing, of chirish, says the Rambam that so too if someone's going to make a hole, he's oiseh charitz, or if he's going to dig in his field, he's also going to be chayev for the Av melocha of chirisha, of plowing. Because it's the same idea, the same inyan, that you're making a hole in the field to go and benefit the field. So this is also included in the Av Melocha of Chayrish. But explains the Rambam that the Chayrisha is the Ike Av Melocha. When we're referring to the Av Melocha of Chayrish, we need to have the Pa'ula, the action of actually plowing the field. If someone is going to be digging and he's Chayfa something in his field, even though it is also called a Av Melocha, but this is only a Mi'en Melocha of the Av. It has a halacha of the Av Melocha, it is not a toildah, but it still is not the Ika Av, this is not the way it was done in the Mishkan, it wasn't the Charisha itself, this is not plowing, but it is the same idea of what plowing is trying to do, therefore it is called a Me'en Melocha. So says the Rambam, that actually in Hilchos Shabbos, we find three kinds of concepts, three kinds of ideas. We have the Ovis Melochis, the 39 Ovis Melochis, which took place in the Mishkan. Then we have toildahs, which are not similar to the Av, but they are similar enough to be called the toildah of the Av. Then we have the idea of the Av Melocha, which is Me'en Melocha. It is the same idea, it is the same toitzah, the same end result of the Av Melocha, but it is not the same action, exact same action of the Mishnah, of the what took place in the Mishkan. And therefore, says the Rambam, this is, goes under the title of a Me'en Melocha. And the Rambam explains that this is what the Mishnah in the Sefer over there, in Shabbos, in the beginning of Klal Godel, is teaching us. Ha'oiseh melochis harbe me'en melocha achas doesn't mean toildos, like Rashi explains. This means that he does different kind of ovois. He's choyfe gumo, he makes a hole, and he plows also, and then he's oiseh charitz. These cases are all me'en melocha achas, and on this the Mishnah teaches us that einu chayev elo achas. The Lechem Mishnah already points this out in the Lashon of the Rambam, and says the Lechem Mishnah, be'emet in our Gemara it would seem that the Pshat in Me'en Melocha Achas means, like Rashi, that this is referring to Toildos, because the Gemara tells us that the Mishnah cannot be Shittas Rebbe Lezer, because Rebbe Lezer is the one who's Chayev on Vlodi Melochis Ki Melochis, which Kipshutoi means the din of the Toildos. Memela, we have to understand, according to the Rambam, where does it say in the Mishnah that Rebbe Lezer, over here, the Mishnah cannot go like Rebbe Lezer. And explains the Lechem Mishnah that the Gemara story is that just like according to Rebbe Lezer, if you do two toildos, you're going to be chayiv too. So too, if you do two ovois, which are mi'en melocha achas, this is also going to be a svara to be mechayiv too. And like we saw earlier, that according to Rebbe Lezer, you can be even do two, the same av itself, in a case according to Machlokes Rabbi Nevi Yosef, if Eif Shele Arvon or Ovid Tarti, if you're going to be Chayiv too according to Rebbe Lezer, but says Alech Mishnah, the Gemara and the Pshat in the Mishnah of Me'en Melocha Achas, the Rambam learns, different than other Yishonim, and the Rambam has this new idea of something called a Me'en Melocha. It is not the actual Av, but it's something which is similar to the Av and known enough to go into the klal of being called and categorized as the Av Melocha, but it is not the same Av, it is only called the Me'en Melocha, and the Mishnah tells us, Ainei Chayev El Achas. Says Alech Mishnah, that when you look in the Rambam, when he's discussing our halachas of the Sugya, the Rambam paskins like Rav Chisda, that the din is, that Shabboso is, or Kegufin Domi, and in a case where a person does a Melocha, the Melocha twice, on one Shabbos, and again on the next Shabbos, B'shigegas Melochos, he's also going to be chayev two chatois because of the halacha of Shabbosos kegufin. So too the Rambam paskins that yomim shebeintayim have yediyah lechalik. The Rambam learns that this was a shaila which Rebbe Akiva asked from Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar answered him back that Yom Shemein Taim Av Yedia Lechalek, and Rebbe Akiva was mekabel, like the Gemara says, according to the Shita of Rebbe Chisda. Therefore, we have a case according to the Rambam that we have Shabbosis Kegufin that Yichayev too, and so too you're going to be Chayev too by Shigegas Shabbos. Says the Lechem Mishnah, the Loshon of the Rambam when he discusses our case that a person is going to do the same melacha twice on every Shabbos, and the Chayiv too, because the halacha of Shabbos is kegufin, the Rambam says that we're talking about a person who did the Av Melocha on one Shabbos, and then on the second Shabbos, he did again this Av Melocha, me'en Melocha. The Rambam seems to tell us that this whole halacha which we have in our Gemara of Shabbos is kegufin, that you're going to be Chayiv too, is only in a case where he didn't do the same action, the exact same Melocha, again on the second Shabbos. We're not talking about a case where he did Harisha, he plowed his field on one Shabbos, and then again on the second Shabbos, he plowed his field again. It seems in the Rambam that in this case, we would not use this klal of the Gemara of Shabbos is Kegufin. The only case of Shabbos is Kegufin that is Chayev to Chatois is referring to a person who did the Moshul Harisha on one Shabbos, he plowed his field, and then on the second Shabbos, he did a Me'en Melocha, the same kind of action which is goes into the category, to categorize him as a Me'en Melocha, like he dug something in his field, he was Chayfa Guma, or he was Oise Charitz. In this case, says the Rambam, he's going to be chayiv too, because he did a me'en melocha, and he's going to be chayiv too because of this din of Shabbos is kegufin. Now the Lechem Mishnah asks that if so, be'emes, we have to understand the Gemara, if the Rambam holds that this halacha only applies by a me'en melocha, then why does the Gemara find it necessary right at the beginning of the sugya to explain that the two shailas of Rebbe Akiva, the Lashonis of the Mishnah, is be'emes two separate shailas, and Rebbe Akiva was asking two different things from Rebbe Elazar. First of all, if he does two toldos from one av, if he's going to be chayiv too. And second of all, what is the halacha of Shabbos is kegufin according to the Rambam? Why can we not explain the halacha, the loshon of Rebbe Akiva, that he means to ask one big shaila, what is the halacha if he does mi'en melocha achas on two different Shabbosos? And only there does Rebbe Akiva hold that we could use the klal of Shabbos is kegufin. Memela says the Lechem Mishnah, lechoyer from the loshon of the Gemara, will be mashma, that the din of Shabbos is kegufin actually works even in a case where he does the actual same melocha mamish on the second Shabbos, like Rashi over here on Tosfos in Shabbos explains that even over here we have the klal of Shabbos is kegufin. Memela Lechem Mishnah asks, lechoyer, if we look in the pshat in our Gemara, it would seem that the din of Shabbos is kegufin applies even in the case of one av melocha, but the loshon of the Rambam tells us that this is not so, and only in the case of me'en melocha achas, then we have this din of Shabbos is kegufin. But in the ikar havana of the shitta of the Rambam over here, that he learns our old sugya dafke in a case where he does me'en melocha achas, explains the Bissa Zalman in the Even Ozel in Shkogis Peik Zayin Alochaches. So too Rebbe Aaron Kotler had a discussion with the Bissa Zalman in Shre in Massive Chidushi Torah in Simon Beis, it's printed by Riches in Mishnah Sebaran and Shabbos Simon Yud. They say over here, Bissa Zalman explains that there's a very sadistic point the Rambam understands over here in the Sugya of Chiluk Chatois when it comes to Shabbos. Says the Bissa Zalman that Lechera we explained the Rambam Shitta is that Shabbos is kegufin means we can look at each Shabbos like a separate guf, and just like Yichayev on five different gufim by Noshim Nidois Yichayev five chatois, so too Lechera, even if he does the same melocha, but he should be Chayev five separate chatois because each Shabbos is recognized as a separate guf, a separate entity. Why should the Rambam say that we need to have a me'en melocha in the case to use the klal of Shabbos is kegufin? Explains the Bissa Zalman and the Baron that be'emes in Hilchus Shabbos, we find the Gemara in Shabbos Samech Tes Amud Beis that there's a difference, a very fundamental difference in the din of Chiluk Chatois by Shabbos than by other places of Chiluk Chatois. The Gemara over there tells us, which is the Mishnah mentioned over here in Tes Amud Beis, that the halacha is, if someone is a sheicheach ike Shabbos, if someone doesn't know at all about Shabbos, tesis l'tinik shenishba, or a case where a person doesn't know, helom zev zev biyodoi, like the Gemara is marich over there, he doesn't know anything about Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, einu chayev elo achas, he's only going to be chayev one. Now, by nida, we don't find such a halacha that if someone doesn't know there's issa nida in the Torah, he's only going to be chayav one. Only by Shabbos we find such an idea that if someone is a shecheach ike Shabbos, then he's only going to be chayav one melacha, one chatos for any aveira he's going to be doing. The Gemara explains in Shabbos Samechtes Amad Beis that we learn this out from a pasuk. The pasuk says v'shamru v'nei Yisrael etz haShabbos, or from the pasuk of Shabsoisai Tishmeru, which is mashma aloshin yochid. Says the Gemara, we learn from here, Adin, that in Shabbos there's shmiro achas l'shabosso is harbe. There's a one shmiro, sometimes you're only going to be chai, one chatos, one shmiro for shabosso is harbe, even in a case where he was over many shabossos, many different melochos, he's only going to be chai of one shmiro, one chiyuv chatos, in a case where he's shrecheach ike Shabbos. Explain the achrinim ibis azalman and ibarin, that says over here in the Gemara, a very big yisoid in dinei Shabbos, that even though sometimes we can have a svara of chiluk chatois, which we find by other chatois, but in Shabbos the halacha is that as long as we can look at the choigig, that all his maises, all the actions the person did, is all one shgoga, then if it is called shgoga achas, then there's no way we can be mechayiv in more than one chatos. This is what the pasuk is teaching us. Shmira achas leshabos is harbe is every single time when it is called shgoga achas. So whenever we can look at all the things this person has been doing, lemoshel in a case where he forgot the whole parasha of Shabbos, then there's a din that we can look at them that is called shgoga achas. Then he's only going to be chayiv one chatos, even in a case where we have different reasons to go and say that maybe he should be chayiv different chatois because of different svaris of chiluk chatois, which we find by us in the sugya. There's aloha of shgoga achas. This is the lashon of the Rambam, that the reason why shecheach ike Shabbos is only chayiv one, shehakoyl shgoga achasi, and any time there's a din of shgoga achas, then you're only going to be chayiv one korban. Memele, this is very different Shabbos than other Yisurim. In other chiyuvim, l'moshel in the din of nida, there's no din that in a case where it's shgoga achas, then you only chayiv one chatos. Because we see that a person doesn't know there's a din of nida, and he's over on five different nidois, the halacha is gufim mechalkin, even though there's only one shgoga, there's only one thing he forgot, and there's only one haloma, there's a halacha of a mechalik, there's something to tailor up, to go and say that this maisa is different than the second one enough to be mechayiv, a different korban, because there's a din of gufim mechalkin, we found before earlier, different ideas of tamchuyim mechalkin, all different kind of chiluk chatois, which we find by all the chayvi krisis. In Shabbos, all these dinim don't apply, because when Shabbos, as long as it is called one shgoga, then we have this new gzeis hakosuv of v'shomru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos, Shmir achas l'shabos is harbe, that as long as it is called one shgoga, we cannot be mechayiv any more chatois than on this one shogeg, and this shgoga achas is only one chatos. Memela explained Rabbi Zalman and Abaron that this is what the Rambam made the Rambam be mefarish al Gemara over here, that we have this idea of shabos is kegufin, and the Rambam had this very shvei, I didn't understand this yisoid of shabos is kegufin, because how can we go and look at every Shabbos like a different goof to be mechayev him, a different chatos, like a separate body, a separate entity? L'chayre, says the Rambam, we have a aloch of shkoga achas, and if at the end of the day everything is shigigas Shabbos, how can we go and say that this person, even a shigigas melochus, he is one shgoga? How can we say that shabos is kegufin? So this is what brought the Rambam to tell us on this Gemara, that the din of the Gemara is only in a case where the shgoga is actually a bit different, because we're talking about a case where he only did a melocha, me'en melocha, like we explained the Rambam as a shitta of me'en melocha, and since the shgoga wasn't exactly the same pe'ula, he did one on Shabbos, he was over on Charisha, and in the second Shabbos, he was over on a different idea of this av melocha of plowing his field, he did a chayfe gumo. Therefore, since the shgoga over here was not about Shabbos, he was a zodah in Shabbos, he knew about Shabbos, and the shgoga was in the melocha, he didn't know that Charisha was also, and since he did actually a different act, a different pe'ula, even though this is also called a melocha, av melocha of Chayrish, but it is enough to say that this is a good to look at it like a two different shgogos, enough to have the aloha of Shabbos is kegufin. Memela the Rambam holds, if he did the same action, then there's no way to be mechayvim two chatois, even using this klal of Shabbos is kegufin, because we have the gzeirus hakosuv that if it's shgoga achas, you only chayev one. And only in a case
where we have shigigas melochos, and there is a difference in the action the person is doing, then the Rambam holds you can be mechayev too because of this new din of shabosos kegufin. Memela, going back to the shaila which we started with, the Rishash's kasha, that according to the Rambam of shabosos kegufin, that why do we not use this idea also by shigigas Shabbos? Explains the Bissel Zalman, and this is not a kasha on the Rambam, because as we explained on Shabbos, we don't use the normal klolim of chiluk chatois, because we have the klal that if it's one shgoga, then you only chayev one, like shecheyach ike Shabbos is always only chayev one, so too shigegas Shabbos is always called one shgoga, and therefore Shabbos is kegufin will never help us to go and be mechayev another chatos, because at the end of the day you have only one shgoga, only in the case of shigegas melochis, and even there, we have two different actions, like the Rambam explains, of mi'en melocha, then we can use this klal of Shabbos's kegufin to say that he's chayev on two chatoi. So very yesodis thing in Ma'alach, in the shita of the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that our whole sugya is only talking about a case of mi'en melocha, only there we have this idea of Shabbos's kegufin, and we'll see later on in Daf Yudzayin, it could be that the Rambam's din is also by Yom Shabbin time, have you idea lechalik is only by me'en melocha. This is the Rambam's Ma'alach in the sugya, built on this Gemara in Shabbos Hamachtes on the base, that by Shabbos, as long as it's Shkoga Achas, you're only going to be chayev one chatos, and therefore the Rambam holds that even though Shabbos is kegufin means that it is a different guf, there's not enough to be mechayev in a separate chatos if it's Shigigas Shabbos, because then it's Shkoga Achas. This is the Yesoid which Lachinim point out, Lechem Mishnah, built on the words of the Lechem Mishnah, even though the other Nisi Kain in the Mari Korkus points out that maybe the Lashon of the Rambam is Lav Davke, but the Lechem Mishnah goes that the Rambam always uses this Gemara only in the case of Me'en Melocha. This is the Shitta of Lechem Mishnah, even though we have to understand how this fits with the Gemara Named Aleph, like we asked before from the Lechem Mishnah, this is the Yesod of the Rambam of Me'en Melocha Achas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.